there, guys and gals, all you hip cats, cool kittens, my diesel-powered disciples of cool, my friends and foes, welcome to another episode of Big Daddy Cool's Tales from the Flip Side here on the Diesel Punk Podcast. I am your host, the artist also known as the Bamboozlist, Big Daddy Cool, the time-traveling Diesel Punk prophet of pop culture, John Pica, but you can call me Johnny. And on this episode, I am going to give you my thoughts and review of the film The Man Who Killed Hitler and then the Bigfoot. But before we do that, we've got to acknowledge our sponsor. Returning, once again, is Magic Subscription Box. They deliver a magic shop to your mailbox every month. It's a great way to learn magic because you get a video tutorial and you get $50 to $60 worth of magic that is perfect for the beginner magician. There's no such thing as beginner magic, only beginner magicians. And Magic Subscription Box makes it easy for you to learn and to be proficient and perform great magic at a bargain. It's $30 a month after shipping. But use my promo code BDCMagic at magicsubscriptionbox.com and take 50% off your first month. That's magicsubscriptionbox.com and promo code BDCMagic, as in Big Daddy Cool. All right, so before we get to this review, we did get some really awesome Diesel Punk news via Disney Plus. If you guys haven't heard yet, Agent Carter is returning. Now, we're not going to get a new season of the live-action TV show. We were all hoping when we saw this news that it meant season 3 was coming. That is still a possibility, but that's not what's coming. In November, when Disney Plus streaming launches, they will be launching a new series called What If. It is an animated series, but the very first story arc is what if Peggy Carter got the super soldier serum instead of Steve Rogers. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to see Peggy Carter as Captain America. If you don't know the backstory on this, a few years ago, Marvel released a mobile game. I want to say called something Gems, Jewels, connected to the Infinity War, Infinity Gems, but not totally. It was a puzzle game, and one of the characters was a Peggy Carter Captain America, and fandom went berserk. They went crazy and fell in love with this character. They brought her into the comic book universe through the time-traveling, dimension-hopping team, the Exiles. And now we're going to see Peggy Carter as Captain America, set in World War II, on the animated series What If. I know it's not what we all really wanted, but at least it's something. So we get something along the line, and that should make us happy. And if it does really well, look, Disney is going to respond to social media response and reviews, and if we're all supporting this, we could get that season 3 of Agent Carter. And wouldn't it be great if they tied in somehow? Dun, dun, dun. All right, so I want to talk to you about a movie that I was really excited to see, and the trailers made it look like it was going to be a great Diesel Punk action-adventure movie. I'm talking about the movie The Man Who Killed Hitler and then The Bigfoot, starring Sam Elliott. So I picked this movie up. You know, it made its debut at Sundance Film Festival. It made, you know, got all of these great accolades, all of these great awards. But then it went straight to DVD Blu-ray. It might have had a limited theater release, but it didn't get released anywhere around here in Nashville. So I picked it up on Blu-ray, really excited about it because if you watch the trailer makes it look like this awesome two-part action-adventure, high stakes, high energy, you know, just bad to the bone action-adventure thriller. And that's not what the film is. Yes, the movie tells the story about Calvin Barr, played by Sam Elliott, who does assassinate Adolf Hitler the first time. And we learn throughout the story that Operation Valkyrie succeeded, and there were seven Hitlers total. All of them assassinated, except for the final one, who was a coward and blew his brains out in a bunker. And through Calvin's account, all of those Hitlers were just, you know, actors. They were characters. He killed the first Hitler, but unfortunately, the message and the persona was bigger than one man, and so it lived on through other people assuming the identity and playing the role. So there is it diesel punk, first of all? The answer is complicated, and I would say in a traditional sense, no. There are elements of diesel punk in the flashback scenes to World War II when Calvin Barr assassinates Adolf Hitler. And, you know, it's set in that time period. It's got great costumes. It's alternate history. And, of course, you've got the, you know, the lone fighter fighting against the tyranny of fascism and Nazi Germany. So it has the elements of diesel punk, but only in those flashback scenes. Sam Elliott plays Calvin Barr. Aidan Turner plays a young Calvin Barr in World War II. Does a great job. One of my all-time favorite comedians, Larry Miller, is Ed Barr, Calvin's younger brother. Ron Livingston is just called a character Flagpin. And then you had Nikolai Sanskov, who plays the Russian officer. And really what this movie is, so let me back up. So a lot of moving pieces here. It's basically Sam Elliott, who is in his 70s, the character Calvin Barr, who is, you know, kind of reflecting back on his life and wondering, you know, how did I get here? How did I become an old man? Does my life have any meaning? He's lived a life of regret, and one of those regrets is actually killing Adolf Hitler because he's had to live with the guilt of taking another man's life, and he swore after that he would never do it again. And this movie does have some action and adventure in it, but it's not an action-adventure movie. It is a slice of life memoir is what it is. So, you know, through the series of flashbacks, we learn about the mission to kill Hitler. We find out that it is true. And because of the legends of Calvin Barr, the U.S. government comes to him. The U.S. government and the Canadian government come to him because there's a massive problem. The Bigfoot in Canada is patient zero of a deadly virus or bacteria that is going to wipe out all of humanity if they can't contain him and kill him and dispose of the body. And it just so happens that Calvin Barr's DNA is immune to the virus, to the disease. And it's been, you know, killing animals. There's nothing in the what they call the dead zone, which is a 50-mile radius in the Canadian wilderness. They fly Calvin Barr in. They drop him into the wilderness. He has to hunt down the Bigfoot, who is the carrier of this virus that will end humanity, and he's got to kill him. And long story short, that's exactly what happens. Now, I wasn't real thrilled with the makeup and costume on the Bigfoot. They imagined him as not, you know, this giant beast, but rather as more of a almost skeletal wild man, half beast, you know, covered in hair, but this skeletal face. And it was a very bizarre interpretation of Bigfoot. And he didn't have a Bigfoot at all. He was about the same size as Sam Elliott. And, you know, I'm torn about this movie because Sam Elliott gives a good, really good performance. All of the performances were really good. And as a end-of-life memoir, you know, a man coming to terms with his past, it had a lot of merit. But really the story is about the one regret in his life. And it's not the regret of killing Hitler. It's the regret of having never asked Maxine, his girl, before he left for World War II. He never asked her to marry him. He was about to, and he didn't. And he's held, we presume that he's held on to the ring ever since. She died young, maybe even before he came back from the war. And he lived the rest of his life alone in regret. And the movie has good elements to it. Everything in, you know, during World War II and the flashback of his assassination of Hitler was great. The guy who plays the Russian officer was fantastic. The allegories and the imagery were really solid. But the premise that was presented in the trailer is not the movie we get at all. So if you go into it expecting, you know, this high-caliber action-adventure movie, you're going to be very disappointed. In a lot of ways, this movie reminds me a lot of the film The Wrestler, starring Mickey Rourke. You'll remember in that, it was, again, a wrestler at the end of his career, dealing with the mistakes of his life, the regrets of his life, and trying to find meaning and purpose and where he fits in. And that's where we meet Calvin Barr, is, you know, how did I get this damn old, is what he says at one point. And he doesn't want to go kill the Bigfoot. He resists at first, but then he weighs the options, and his brother Ed says, listen, if humanity is hanging on you acting, you need to act. And so he does. And for reasons unknown, I'm not sure why, they fake his death. They have a fake funeral and bury an empty coffin. I don't know why they did that, because he doesn't die, and he's still walking around town like it's nobody's business. But anyway, you know, pick it up, watch it for yourself, decide for yourself, but just know that if you go into this thinking it's this high-caliber action-adventure diesel punk movie, it's not. It does have some great elements, and as a slice-of-life memoir film, it has a lot of merit. So pick it up if you are into that kind of thing. If not, skip it. It is out on Blu-ray and DVD. You might find it at Redbox. I got it at Walmart for $12.99. So it's not expensive, and you can pick it up pretty cheap. Let me know what you think about it. You can shoot me an email at BigDaddyCool@BigDaddyCoolShows.com, or drop a line on my Facebook page or the Diesel Punk Podcast Facebook page. Let us know what you think. You can connect with me at BigDaddyCoolShows.com and find my Facebook page, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, whatever your social media outlet of choice is, and connect with me that way. While you're surfing the net, make sure you check out my book, Tales from the Flip Side, The Adventures of Big Daddy Cool and the Bombshell Kittens. It's the first in the series, and it's a story about time-traveling gangsters, super-powered showgirls fighting vampire Nazis in an alternate reality, diesel punk Chicago. I wrote it. It's an autobiography, and people are really digging it. So check that out. And while you're at it, give us a review on iTunes. Go to the Diesel Punk Podcast page on iTunes. Give us a review. Make it good. Give us 5 stars and help us spread the gospel of Diesel Punk. So, short episode this week. That's really all I got to share with you. Agent Carter coming back on Disney Plus streaming through What If, and the man who killed Bigfoot, or the man who killed Hitler, and then the Bigfoot. And that's it for me this week. Until the next time, swing hard, swing often. We'll catch you on the flip side.